Okay, I would like to call to order this meeting of the Four Point Channel Landmark District Commission for Thursday, December 12, 2019, and present are Commissioners Karoff, Gorganian, and myself, Beriducci. First item is application number 20.546374 Congress Street, and the proposed work is at the Boston Wharf Road facade patio. Install six planters, install a banner sign with wooden posts, ratify existing window cling signage, and modify the size, and install one new window cling sign. So. Introduce yourself too for the report.
Come on up so we can hear you.
It's Mike Alasahad. I'm the senior director of collaboration for Pink Taco.
So do you want to tell us what you...
So, yeah, there, all this violation that we didn't realize what's going on. We just, we had an individual who was doing construction and made that mistake in that. No, like he has to get permit for every single thing. It's just an
Were you here yourself for the other presentations?
No, because I didn't get a notice, and I got an email from you that says that we missed it.
No, the last time somebody came and actually got permission to do everything.
Because
we applied.
Yeah, but you've been before us at least a couple times.
Yes.
With different designs.
Maybe the council, not me.
Somebody from your company has been here.
For this year?
Oh, yeah.
When the restaurant was...
Before it opened?
Yeah, that must be the old... Because we bought in January.
Oh, you bought from the previous people?
Yeah, in January.
No idea then the history of what they presented and what was approved?
So we took her, we came open, we have a person who's like a project manager who comes in and does all the stuff, and we just realized that he's no longer with us, but he made a lot of mistakes because I don't know if he's understanding what association mean. He just cared about the city and all that stuff. So he did not really, look at any of the stuff. He just made changes wherever he wanted, took all the stuff. Now we learned, we removed every single violation that ever happened since we know about it. When I called Mary, was it you, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
And she told me there's a lot of violations. I was like, okay, that's right. So on the phone, I was like, what?
Uh-huh.
And we removed every single one. Nothing we have. The only one we ask him is that right now it's marked as a safety issue because it's like a ramp going up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just scared that somebody's going to fall. So we just didn't want to add that. I don't know if you see the red line.
So can we back up for a second? Violations that are in here, what's the status?
So the violation that was recently issued was for signage at the windows, the vinyl cling signage. Yes. Okay, Sean had told me that the sign was removed. So I was there today, and the lettering has been removed. However, the windows on Congress Street still have a black cling. I don't know if it's vinyl or what. They have some sort of black
signage
to them.
Yeah, that was, maybe we're missing it. They want us to put that because it was pinkish behind that.
It was what?
It's the color pink.
Oh.
The booth is pink. And so we asked them, the building is, you want to put a piece of wood to frame that? They're like, just put, dark tinted, black tinted, and that's...
So I think, I don't think that was ever approved by the commission, so that's something that you would need to get approval from us.
That's what I want to ask you. Mm-hmm. Do we just remove it and let the pink show? Or?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because it... What is the pink behind it? Is it
the
furniture?
Our color is pink.
Okay.
So it's a piece of furniture.
So it's just furniture.
It's pink. So you can see it on the street. And we thought it was like, black hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to look like an eyesore.
What you do inside is not
okay.
an issue for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do outside.
Yeah.
So, but then there's all this other stuff.
Yeah, so I was there today, like I mentioned, and there were some other issues that I noticed that are not in not in keeping with what was previously approved. So the planters And I think we talked about this on the phone a bit. So the planters that are there now are not in keeping with what was presented and approved by the commission, I think, back in June of this year. I think the ones that you had presented were sort of a distressed, heavy timber, whereas the planters that are there now are these stained, quite tall planters.
Yeah, there's a picture of what they have. I'm sorry, I can ask John too if you want to.
Sure.
First of all, let me ask you this. When you bought, did you not see these renderings at all about what was supposed to be?
Personally, me, no.
Well,
do you want to sit down?
Your people, whoever bought.
I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna deny it, to be lied to say nobody saw. I'm sure there or not, nobody want to give it to them, but.
I think it looks to me what happened is there was a number of things that were approved a certain way, and for whatever reason, maybe because new people came in, those things weren't done that way. And the way that it works is you either have to do it the way it was approved, or you have to come back and say, you know what, I want to change my mind, I don't want to do it that way.
No, we'll do, like I say, for us, the last thing is, the last thing, like I told Mary on the phone, is I want to do, and I spoke on the phone too, is I want to have not that good relationship and make sure we are on the eyesore of the building. Yeah. I want to fix anything that it needs to be fixed.
Right.
All right, so first we should probably deal with what's on the application first.
Which is the planters.
And that is just the planters, which is in this piece.
Because all the other work has been removed, right? So you're no longer doing, doing the banner sign with the holes.
All gone.
The truck signage at the windows you took out, or you're not proposing any new ones there, and then it was just the six additional planters, right?
Yes.
Okay. So right now we're just looking at the six additional planters. Correct.
And so these are already in place?
No, we removed them and we took back to what I thought was the right way to make a square. Like, I don't see the trees had that now.
This one?
Yeah, we made it look like exactly this barrier. So, and we left the area on this side, the street, empty.
Okay.
All right. But that's where you still have a grade change from your ramp, though, don't you? I mean, isn't there a step from here to there, and that's what you're trying to avoid?
Yeah, it's a ramp.
Yeah.
Here.
So I thought that's why you wanted to put.
I want to put one here. Yeah.
So you want to put both.
This is already in square.
No, I know that, but you're wanting to put in
another one
here. Yeah,
yes, to best of safety. And that's one, I think, I can't see if I'm sorry, if you don't mind. That would be this one.
Yes. So this one's here currently.
And this one is in this sort of stained thin wood or whatever. All right, so I'm surprised
unfortunately, because obviously this is not your fault, but I think the things that were done that were not supposed to be done have to be removed, which, if I'm right, it's the planters, it's the string lights that are attached to the building, it's the poles that are made out of the wrong material, and the door. Is there something about a door?
Yeah, so I saw that today. The door that's installed on the Boston Wharf Road side is not the door that was approved by the commission. So it's a smaller door that doesn't fit the opening, and then there's wood infill around it. And that is, we had approved a door that fits the full opening.
This is the approved one, and then this is what's in there? Is that what?
So I think that's
right?
Yeah.
This is what's in here, I assume, and this is what was.
No, we have a better image of what was actually.
This is what it looks like now.
That's what it looks like now.
Yeah, and there's no lights, nothing.
But see, what is all that around the door?
That's the wood already.
Yeah, so that's wood in.
From the building. We didn't touch that. It's the part of the building.
Saying that was existing.
No, that wasn't existing. So this is the door that we had approved.
Oh, right. It was supposed to be distressed metal.
It was
metal,
a distressed metal. It was option two. That's what we approved.
So let's see. Option two was going to be the pivoting part here, and then this was affixed, was that intended to be opened at some point or not?
That I
just
don't
had a heavy
know.
Clasp, it
that
looks like.
I don't know.
Maybe not. So in other words, what you did was centered it. You yeah, okay, so there's the rendering. So it was supposed to be like, I guess, four panels, four vertical panels. Mm-hmm. The first three would be the door itself. Those were going to be glass, and then this would have been a solid.
But that, I thought that's way
panel.
I'm wrong. I don't know. Where's the picture you had? I apologize if you don't mind. That's why. This is a metal door.
Right. But it looks like what you did, instead of...
Looks like they put a small door.
You centered it. You took the three panels, and you centered it. So you've got wood now on both sides, and that's, I mean, it's not what was presented.
Okay.
So in other words, this door, if it was to go according to that, first of all, the door should have been metal, and it should have been pushed all the way over, and then there would have been a fourth vertical panel, which is this, that would have been just a sort of utilitarian looking, whether it was supposed to have a heavy duty kind of lock thing on it to give it a sort of industrial feel.
Do you have on your thing?
Because this one has industrial feel too, like a door, heavy metal, everything. It's just the boy in the metal, that's what you're saying. That's right?
Yeah.
Whitlock Design Group, Torres Architects.
Whitlock Design Group, are you still working with them?
Whitlock
Design Group.
I'm almost back. It's the same group that we before all we kept the same group.
Well, then they're responsible, and you need to talk to them because yeah. They're the ones that came in here and got this approved, and then somehow it didn't happen.
Right. You see the difference
they didn't
is
do what they should have done.
If this opening that we see here is essentially
you want to she have a picture here right
yeah
oh here she's had
right but so I mean it's the same thing. In other words, you should have taken this whole envelope of space
and made a one door,
and then the door, this would have been kicked over a little bit more probably.
Okay.
And then the remainder portion here would have had another vertical approximately that same width. That would have been, see how these are all the same width essentially, but this is the only part that's the door, that's the swinging door. That's just another metal panel that's kind of off.
So the point is just move the door to the side and that to the this side, that's right?
I guess, I don't know the door. You don't think the door is wood or is that metal?
That's metal.
It is metal.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have the panels that were approved.
It seems to me if they're still working with Whitlock, and Whitlock came before us for all this, then they have all those records.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones that agreed to do it and are responsible for the fact that it got done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is like and I apologize, you know, this is new. But all I know about the signs, the barrier.
But Whitlock knows about all of this.
Yeah, see that?
Yeah.
And they apparently didn't communicate it.
Because they told me about the truck, we moved the truck.
Yeah.
Told us about the banners that we bought, we moved the banners.
Mm-hmm.
They told us about, what was it, the windows, and we thought, the window we moved them, and we put duct in it because the bink, we thought the bink, you're gonna have an issue with that from inside the restaurant. But what else?
That was what I was aware of at the time.
Yeah.
And then I saw it in person today. And
nothing, you know, I want to be right.
Yeah,
that's all
no,
I care.
I understand, and I appreciate that.
And so the thing that we, you know, if this is what you've actually got going on now,
this is removed.
That's all gone.
Yeah, all gone. You saw her pictures. There's nothing in there.
So the lights are gone.
Yeah.
And the poles?
It's all gone.
And then what about the poles that are holding up the lights along these planters, are they gone as well?
No, I don't know that we were supposed to move that.
Because what was approved was not wood.
Oh, well, that
was metal.
I'll move that.
It was supposed to be metal, and they were supposed to be. See how these are all crooked and wrong? This is very straight and plumb.
And I tell you, the reason we bought wood because we not finished with the barrier because we have to build it. The reason we want to clear all this because the construction needs to go in and start building the barrier. We need to build the whole barrier back again. Because we have to we're going to use it in the spring.
The barrier, meaning this patio.
The whole barrier, yeah.
So that, when you say it's going to be rebuilt.
They want to clear all, the construction company that we hired, want to clear all these so they can start now doing the construction, building a nice patio that it was approved by you the first time.
The proper planters?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, so that's...
Okay.
we could then call this temporary and then maybe even put a timeline on it or something so that, it, you know.
Actually, they're waiting because they I think they came to you, they asked you, and you said you can't do that without, you have to first fix your violation. I know, because he said he went to the city and he was going to get the permit to start the construction before the snow heavy. And they're like, no, there's all this violation. I'm like, yes, but we have a hearing on the 12th.
Yeah, so all the waiting. Violations yeah. have to get fixed first. So all the planters that aren't right have to come out, and the...
And they will come out because he has to do construction.
Yeah, so what I guess what maybe then we should talk about is what he's saying is those planters are going to go out. Because they're going to do, they're going to redo this whole closet in the spring, I'm guessing.
No, they if you, I have a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
If we, I'm taking all the information from here to say,
this is what you
got green light,
mm-hmm.
or you have no green light.
Okay. So then, all right. So then, all that would go. All those planters would go.
Everything.
And all the poles would go. Unfortunately, we also don't ever allow fastening and putting holes in the brick of the building, these, because we were told that the lights were only going to be along the front side, they were not going to go perpendicular to the face of the building.
Yeah, no, the, like I say, this, there, I don't know what the barrier has its own. I know that I heard a story about the gas, you turn them down about the gas, they were going to put gas from the floor, and they say you're not allowed to put gas. And
I think that might be a different,
that would be a fire, department.
So, they already have all the plans. They have all the subconstruction company. It's just this one pushed. They were going. They went last week to the city.
All right. So I think what we should way to handle this is if you have this construction company that says that they're going to build it the way it's supposed to be, do they have a drawing that they're going to be working from?
Every
single but do they have the right ones? Do they have the ones that we
need
approved?
To have? We need to have some kind of drawing that they're going to build from and have that be brought to the staff for approval to make sure.
No problem. And like I said, his name is Chris. He's from here, from Boston. He's waiting for me to hear what to do because when he went to the city, they told me can, and he could not do anything until today because your hearing is only once a month.
Mm-hmm.
So he was waiting for me to see what the outcome, so I can go back to him. He wants to start like as of tomorrow, yesterday, to start because they had to do it before the heavy cold weather.
I think what would have to happen, just to make sure, is that the plans, you'd have to confirm with Mary that he's working with the right plans, which would be what we had previously approved. So he would have to send to her exactly what he's going to do, everything. And then if it's what we already approved, then he's all set.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, it'd be very descriptive on the plants and label materials, so we know.
He has like all. Okay. See, when I came today, I wanted to clear that sign, clear the truck, clear this, and tell him, hey, it's done, so he can go back tomorrow, and apply, or Monday to apply again and go and start building the.
All right, so that seems to take care of the patio thing.
But I just want to show he can't start building.
No.
Until Mary sees.
He knows
okay.
that.
Right.
But I just need to explain to him.
Yeah.
You just told me now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it'll be in the form of a letter, all the specifics, right? So that so that Mary will give you eventually a letter, all that, so there's not going to be any miscommunication.
No. And if you want to go on a phone with him and Sean, that's what his name is Chris.
Okay.
And his name is Chris Zenny. He's a construction company here.
Yeah. As long as he can give me the drawings.
Yeah.
And I'll review them.
And that fresh, you know, fresh memory, because all our violation was, it's this us point, we didn't want it to look ugly, like in the furniture, when we bought so much picnic furniture that we threw away, because we thought leave it empty, it's going to look like a very weird, and we got violation. That's all removed, everything removed, you know.
You the wanted umbrellas. It to look ugly?
No, we didn't want to, because it was empty. We were like, ugly. Let's put umbrellas. Let's put, you know, some chairs, some tables to look nice. But we removed all the stuff.
So you've never used this patio?
Never. One time.
The way it is. All right. So that takes care of it. Now, we also are, we do assume then that this canopy is not going to be built over the door,
That canopy, that's another one. I'll have him discuss with Mary because that was another issue I know with the gas and this one. It was something with the fight with the city that he said that he can't do it and all this I heard. So I'll ask him, but I'll have him to speak to you.
Yeah, so my understanding with the trellis was that it was approved by the commission, but it was later, we were later told that it was not going to be built after all, but the commission did approve it.
Yeah, all right, because I thought the whole concept that they were trying to go for was to have the welcoming kind of be from both directions. That's why there's a sign here, you know, that people would enter from Congress Street corner as well. And now that seems to be something that's not going to happen, which, I mean, that's fine.
The company name is M. Tucker. That's why I remember now, the one who's doing that. Let me just confirm exactly their name, because we have three of them, and they're all from Boston.
Mm-hmm. And so, in terms of, I don't remember what was talked about for the surface of the patio, and I know that we did talk about, I guess it was going to be poured concrete out here.
I think it was pavers, actually.
Was it pavers? Right, okay. So then, but what you've done is you've done asphalt. You know, there's a ramp, there's a asphalt ramp. And I'm guessing this is, I don't know if that's asphalt out here.
No, that's up from the city. We don't touch that.
Well, isn't this your property here?
I can see it because if you flip it back up, sorry.
No, this is your corner.
Yeah. This was already there.
Right.
They put that ramp here.
But the point was when it was presented to us, it was supposed to be this metal pergola canopy, and then all the ground plane was going to have new pavers put on. That was what was described to us.
Yeah, Cambridge cobble.
So it was going to be a whole, you know, nice package of this.
I think that's what they're waiting when they build the whole thing.
Yeah,
so that'll be part of the...
Yeah, so I think that's what they just built this as a temporary, and I think they're doing all this.
Oh.
With it. Like, I think everything in here is temporary.
All right, so that's how we should... It should be definitely labeled that these... If we say that, okay, you have to do this... We'll allow a planter here because of the safety piece of it, but it's a temporary planter only until you complete your whole design.
Yep, no problem. And I'll have him, like, I'll have him reach out to you. You know, again, his name is Chris Zenny. Mm-hmm. And we'll have him, you know, if you want to give him a date, you can give us a date and say, okay, hey, if you're going to finish this, I'm okay with that. Again, I just want to have it right. That's all, like, you know.
Think as long as Mary gets the plans, and they're the plans that we already agreed to, then that...
Yeah, because we have to have something in place, because in case he does not build something right, we will...
I agree. 100%. Like, the window things, the window things, the person who did that, we joke about this. He's from California. He doesn't know if you alternate something, you have to get a new vermin. We laughed at that. We were like, because I'm from New York, and if you touch anything in your window... You have to go for a new permit. And I can't believe he didn't do that.
Right. Because it looks like, I'm trying to remember, there was so many little things, but it looks like there was a curb here, too. Is that what looks like this was on the edge? In other words, it looked like there was supposed to be a curb along the back of the sidewalk. At least that's what the rendering shows. Yeah. I don't remember what was finally...
I don't think there was anything...
because even this one has a kind of a curb...
Yeah.
And then there's a bit of a setback.
I don't
before
recall
the planters.
Hearing anything about a curb, but I'll double check with Nick.
I'll tell you. Do you know about the?
Oh wait, no, it's here in the drawings. Granite.
Yeah,
curb.
They were trying to mimic very close to City Tap the curb the exact. But I know there was an issue with the city about the land, the 5 feet. They have to be careful with that movement. So I'll have him talk to her. You know what I mean? But I know that we have to be careful when we come up to the 5 feet, because they say nobody owns that land. And that's what about the gravels. I don't know if you saw that, the gravels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. So, all right. I mean, it should be I'm guessing there's a property line, right? So you should know where...
Is
your property line here or here?
When we are with the city, was to here, but the city came back and says, no, they're fighting with the building, not with us. So we said, we don't care. We're not going to go against this. Just put them here. Us and our property is here. It's just there's so much flight, so we say 5 feet is not gonna kill us. So we kept it. We left that alone.
That's all right. I don't understand what the city's.
They're saying that there's a five, and they this is what they told us, that even City Tap has to lose that 5 feet.
For accessibility, is that?
They're saying that they own that, and it was a mistake who built all the stuff.
Wow. Okay.
So we to avoid any problems, we said we're not going to court, we're not going to anything. It's a one table, it's not going to kill us.
All right. So
The only thing we put this because they refused to put anything there. So we wouldn't want to collect water, garbage, everything in there. That's the only thing. They refused because we asked them, hey, can you extend the sidewalk?
Yeah, I mean, it's... we don't want it to become a, you know, a weed bed either, so it's got
to we're going to take it, but we asked them to put a to extend the sidewalk, and they said no.
So I don't know, so it's something I'm not
if they allow us to put concrete, hey, trust me, be our guest. You know, that looks much more nicer than look this way, you know what I mean? But I don't think they're going to allow us. Or maybe you have a bull and say, hey, Bintaku has to put concrete, and we'll do it.
Well, I just wonder about, is it an issue with accessibility? I don't know. I mean, certainly it's not an accessible area, so a wheelchair shouldn't be able to use it, but I guess there's enough space here to have them
navigate. They're just kicking the building off. I think they're saying that the building's property line is back 5 feet.
It's back 5 feet.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. But again, if you force it, we'll put the concrete. Trust me. The last thing we want to look is we want to make our area look bad because it's a restaurant. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm just trying to see here. Let's see. So are we talking about this space here? Is that the gravel?
Yes.
And, well, it looks like, yeah, it looks like this is the property line here.
Yeah.
That is the property line.
Yes.
So your
city tap all the way to here.
So your property line is in front of these planters, and this is city property.
Yeah, see, they're saying they're gonna take city tab out too, and they're gonna go after them. That's exactly what was the call.
So, I mean, it would be nice if that could then become concrete.
Pour
it up to there.
Where you give us the green light and there's approval, we'll have it tomorrow. Because it, to us, every day.
Although, if it's, I mean, we can't say, yeah, do it, because this is technically now city property.
Yeah.
So they got to get involved. There's a whole PIC problem.
Yeah.
He has to
every day I have to have somebody come in and take all the garbage with, you know, with the comb, just because it freaks me. But you know what? It's part of the business.
So I guess we can't say, you know, yes, put concrete there, because the city has to sign off on that because it's their land. But we could suggest that they go through the channels that need to go through to get concrete on there, meaning work with what, Public Works and PIC or something? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Who were you talking with that told you about
the city came in.
Department?
It was the building, the inspector, all the stuff. So they came in with the zones, everything. I was there that day, actually. I came in here from New York, and it was nothing. And I remember he's like, because we had our gas here, our all the stuff here, and they're like, you can't do that, and this is a city area, and he measured it. So our lawyer says, okay, hey, we're going to go after him. We're like, please. This project has been delayed for a year and a half.
All right.
The old company, they left for a year and a half, and they let it stay still.
Well, all right. So then what I guess would be to continue to have it conform to the original plan, then when these planters go, a curb ought to be put at this point.
Yeah, that's 100% together.
Yeah, and then put your planter behind the, or on. I'm guessing if there's a curb, I don't know what your elevations are, if you have thresholds to meet at the building. Does the finish grade of your patio have to be 6 inches above to get?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why that curb is there. You'll be flush with the top of the curb, and then that'll take you to the thresholds of the building.
Yes.
So, and then your planters get mounted on top of that.
Yes.
All right. So that'll clean that up, and then it'll allow the city to come back and put in concrete more easily.
If they did, they don't know, I guess we just have to stop with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's easier for the city to pour concrete up against a curb than it would be wood planters.
But they're saying they're not, because they don't know, they're fighting with, this is the last word I heard from the guy, the inspector, they're fighting with the landlord to own that land. Until that day, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I see. So the owner of your building is fighting with them about this strip.
Yeah, because it's his. They're saying that somebody else owns it, not the owner of the land. So anyway, it's a big fight. We don't want to be involved with it.
So that's why
we
it's better to put a curb. It gives you a good separation.
And we just clean it every day. That's all we do.
Battled afterwards, yeah. All right. And so I guess now the first, to deal with the application itself, you're asking for a planter along
just
the edge.
Just the planter.
Temporary.
And I'm going to ask Mary, I'm going to ask you, about the windows. Do you want me to move this darkness?
Well, I don't know. You didn't have a picture of that, do you?
I do.
because I was going to say, you put the dark thing up on the window on the inside, you put it, or on the outside?
He can't go on the inside because he has to move all the booths.
So he's on the outside. Yeah. And then so you did it to, oh, I see, so that you won't look into your restaurant
the bink,
and see.
The bink. The, no, there's a, what happened, I have a picture of it before.
So there's one window that's entirely blocked.
Oh my
off.
God, you mean it's all black?
There's one window that's entirely all black, and then the other windows have about a halfway.
Yeah, I would just take it all off.
Well, that's what I meant. So if you take it off now, and now we, a person can see in, are they going to look at some
bink.
Raw end of a,
no.
I don't care about the color,
yeah.
But what is it? What is the thing they're going
to
look at?
There's a piece of wood like this next to, attaching to the window,
yeah.
All lined bink. So all you see is that's one.
So it's the back of a banquette.
Yeah, all bink. So it would be like looking at. That's why we're trying to avoid to make it look, because you have dark brown and black. So we want to match it. So if you want, I just take it around. No problem.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me that whatever's inside the window is better than looking at having blacked out glass. So
the whole height of the window. The
on the side. You see how we have here? I'll show you if you don't. Let me see if I have one here. I'll make it easy on you.
If you look above it, are you seeing into the restaurant?
Yeah, I mean, could you otherwise see activity going on in the restaurant that
yeah,
you cannot see now?
What, so this is what the halfway.
Oh, I see the halfway.
See that half here? This is the banquette, and behind it is all, it's
so bank. there is the backside of a
yeah.
banquette along
yeah.
the window.
So the building said, you know, they can go and raise this wood here and make it just a half window.
No.
Yeah, but that's what they were saying.
We wouldn't have you alter the.
You see all kinds
opening.
Of things inside windows. I think that's fine.
Well, if you want, I just want to make sure everybody looks nice. That's all I want. Any, trust me, I'm.
As long as the, you know what they're going to look at is, I don't care about, like I said, the color. But if it's like a raw, you know, you see maybe some of the vinyl, and then there's some opening of the structure of the banquette, you're going to have to look at that too. I mean,
okay. I'm like, I get, and the other issue was with that too is behind the banquette there's a gap. And that was when we worried about the dirt going there. Like somebody threw stuff in there, and now we have to.
Oh.
So you're moving, yeah. And from the street, all you see is that dirt behind, between them. Somebody threw some kids or something in there. That's all I want. But
I don't know. So.
Yeah. Again, I'm.
Are the banquettes movable?
No, no. That's right. Because the windows, you know, the wall window. Mm-hmm. That window, the gap is the one that empty space. And you know, we had the VIP party when we opened, and we noticed people start throwing stuff, and that's what we
do. So see. That I guess I'm sure the other option is you don't have, I don't know what your decor is, but I mean putting in some kind of a curtain or something on the, you know, mm-hmm. on the inside of the window that covers the banquette.
we can I just okay. But now you're still gonna see it from outside.
Yeah,
we are,
I mean,
okay with
be,
that.
I mean,
it's different. It's the blacked out window
yeah.
that's really bad, I think.
Okay.
If you put anything you want.
And if there's some
the
kind of
a,
like a drape.
I'll figure out something. I'll move them and figure out something. You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
Listen, if he can do window tint outside, it's his job. He can figure out something from inside. You know what I mean? If he wants us to move him with the handyman and build it from inside and put it back, I'm fine with that. I'll ask him.
All right.
You know what I mean? Listen, if there's nothing that's impossible.
All right, so then I guess if we, so let me think this through now. Say you get the go ahead, and you say your contractor's ready to take all this crap away here.
Yeah.
Excuse my,
no,
and build it new. You will still need to have something here while this is being built to protect the public, right?
Yeah, so what we do, if he removes, he has to remove all the stuff.
So you're asking
yes.
to keep
to
two. Keep two there.
Leave, yeah, just two. That's it. That's what he's done.
And that'll be temporary
yes.
until this is all rebuilt and
yeah.
then those go.
Yeah.
Okay.
The goal is he has to finish by February. You know what I mean? But what he said to me, the concrete, all the stuff, if we do not start now, we have to have it delayed because January is a very freezing weather.
Yeah.
It's not going to be good for the concrete.
Right. So, all right. So I guess then the approval or what you'd be looking for us is to say yes to the to you taking these planters that are currently in front and putting them on the sides here to cover the edges of that ramp.
And if you don't mind, approval for him after speaking to Mary to start construction.
Yeah, well, but we got to see the drawing.
Okay. No. That's fine.
So
but are you just okay with him start? Because right now you're telling me, you're giving me a time, to remove this with the consent. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be stated as a violation, so he cannot start working.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And I'm guessing, I mean, I don't know how backed up you are and how long does it take to, like, a letter of acknowledge, to acknowledge this to them. Is that, like, next week or something? Or?
Yeah, I can do it. Yeah.
So that would be the first thing for, you know, to see the letter, and the letter will spell out all the stuff that we expect that we're going to see. He then takes that and has some drawing that he's going to build from, and then gives that drawing to Mary to approve.
No, I'm good.
And then as soon as that happens, he can...
And the easiest thing to do is to get the exact same drawings that we approve from the group that you're still working with.
If there are, if they even exist, but yes.
And, you know, and that too with the letter, we could, he's the one who built the door. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell him...
Ask him, we'll show, he should see this.
But that's what I was going to ask you. Do you mind if I take one of your copy? Because this is the first time...
I can provide you with one.
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, because this. So who is Torrey's Architects?
That's the company. It's Dr. Torrey. That's from California.
Okay, so they should know. Oh, they're
last
time
we hired somebody from outside. Oh,
jeez. Well, tell them to fly out here.
No, we have. We're gonna open one in New York in March. We can only hire people from New York. Never again. No, but see, when we bought the company, we were obligated to take all these people with us.
All right, and then you know it also too. I remember the issue of the verticals for that should be metal, and I think we even said an I-beam to have it look industrial. And then the umbrellas, we even said that they wanted to use pink umbrellas. We said no, black with pink
letters. It was temporary. The one we had, I told Mary, the one we had.
They had pink umbrellas. With
he went and bought them from a local, and he just put them in there. And I was like, but again, he did not, he's one of the guys who's...
Yeah. So have a yard sale, and you can sell.
Well, we throw away. We gave it to the staff. We gave it to the staff. Everybody take it. And I would have
taken one. No.
Yeah, you should care. Honestly, we'll.
No, all right. No, I wouldn't have taken one. So all right. So then I guess then the motion would be to allow them to put in this other planter along the edge of the existing ramp, of the temporary ramp as well, until such time. This all gets built out to what it was originally supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So that would be the motion, I guess. Then, so I'll make that, and then somebody can.
Does that include the door too?
Well, then what is? Let me think. This.
I think
the door is a violation.
That we approved.
So the door is part of the violation package that would be descriptive of what they have to do to fix all the violations. So for the time being, right now, this just simply says. I want to make sure we got it. Okay. Patio, install 6 planters. Install a banner sign with wooden posts.
None of that.
That's not part of the
scope. It's just the planters.
Okay.
But the 6, there are 3. That's what he was talking about.
3 and 3. Yeah. Okay. Yep. And then the one new window cling sign, that's gone. That's out.
That will remove. That will remove 911. Okay. But the door, I'm asking you if you can... You give us a time with the construction.
Yeah.
You know, to say, hey, when you build a barrier, you have to change your door to wood.
Yeah.
So maybe like give him time to.
Yes. And this is the way it should look.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, so I'm happy about that because that door is too tight.
I would say if for some reason you cannot find what was previously approved, that you probably want to confer with Mary about what to do next. But if you're still working with this design group, they should have all this material for you. Hopefully.
I'm saying the same thing. Yeah, he's the one who designed, and he's the one I need to go run to him because this is all news to me. So.
Okay. And so you want the planters in. They're going to probably be up for, just a few months, I'm going
to
guess. Right?
He wants to finish everything by January because before the snow, he's freaking out because he's so scared that, because he already have a deadline that, he went afraid because... We already paid him, and there's no more money for him.
All right.
He has to finish.
So we have planters, stick some greens in it or something. I don't know.
It's the same one. We're just going to move.
All right. There's already stuff in it.
Yeah, we're just going to. And we have a guy who comes in every week and change them.
Perfect. Perfect. So, all right. So they won't be dead looking planters. All right. So that's, we have a second on that. So all those in favor say aye.
Do you want public
comment? Oh, public comment. Sorry. All right. So all those in favor of that motion say aye. Aye. Opposed? None. All right. So that takes care of the planters, and then the violations will be all spelled out, and then that'll be what you then tell your contractor, this is what you've got to do, and if I need to see a drawing that shows that, that drawing goes to Mary. She'll look at it and say, okay, good, that's what we said, and then he can start.
So just let me again understand this, and I'll make sure I'm clear. The violation is that the windows needs to be clear.
Right.
Okay, all clear. Mm-hmm. The door and the barrier, that's you know, maybe we just they work on already. The door is not. I'm going to tell them to start working on that, but the barrier is not working. But there's no other violation that we have because everything has to do with the barrier.
Because you're going to take away all the planters
so
that
all
are
the
violation, violation.
Any violation with that is going to go away.
But
the only one is just the windows is the one we have to attack, and that's it. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the other part of violation, but the damage has already been done, and that was that you went into the building with bolts to attach.
Are we talking about these?
Well, somehow the lights. I guess there's lights that are going across. Is that what?
No. We don't.
Oh, these are separate lights themselves.
Well, there are lights that look like they are attached to the building.
The string lights.
No, they're not. They're not. Just circle around this.
Oh, they're. He said they just.
Again, it's temporary. Temporary.
All right, fair enough.
And I'm assuming we were okay with these. We approved.
No,
those?
So those are speakers.
Oh, they're speakers.
It's around them. Though.
No, we did not approve those.
I don't remember, but.
No, we didn't approve speakers. I don't think.
So, well, how do we?
I guess we take those down too, past the masonry.
Well, I think that doesn't prevent him from dealing with the temporary issue with the planters now. And I really think the easiest way to deal with this is go back to that design firm, find the plans that were approved, because everything comes from that.
Yeah, really.
Everything that you can do and you can't do is in there, and that's easier than trying to, I think, explain things piece by piece.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you, and that's what I'm going to do right now, because this is, like I said, this is news to me, and I'm really not upset, because there's so many stuff here is... Like, I can't catch up. Every second, there's something else in you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not your fault.
No. But we want to make it right. You know,
we're not trying to be difficult, but we are trying to avoid this kind of look, this sort of haphazardy thing. So that's what the whole point of the reviews are for. All right. So I think we're done.
Okay. So
this is the look. This is the look you're talking about.
Yes.
It's sort of a heavy timber. These, I guess, are just, you know, they look like.
Because I saw another one you have. It looked like it's a concrete planters.
Where?
I don't know.
In another project?
No, here. I saw you on your when you showed me.
These, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's that heavy timber look. It's just the rendering.
It's just the gray. Yeah. This is supposed to be. You can see the vertical timbers here. Yeah. It was just that they weathered out to be a gray. That's what. Yeah. This is like gray.
Oh. Okay.
It's
now I see.
It's wood, but it's weathered to be gray. Mm-hmm.
You're gonna send me that too, if you don't mind. I really appreciate it.
It might even. Yeah. Well, okay. Because if you do timber, I'm sure they're gonna be pressure treated, which is kind of a greenish. I wonder if we. To get that, we should stain it. Stain it gray.
Let me go back and listen to the tape again.
All right.
See
sorry, I don't mean to have you do all this extra stuff,
fine.
But I think this look is what we're looking for. It would be nice to have that versus like a fresh, brand new wood that's still greenish looking. So, all right.
So I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. So we're doing two temporary planters that look like this. While they
six planters,
yeah, three, three.
Two, three and three,
two rows.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this is 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, yeah.
All right.
And that's it. And then I guess you're gonna take all this other stuff away whenever you do it.
The minute when he starts all this, he's gonna have his own permit. He's gonna have his own clearing. So because he has to put the truck, he has to pull all the stuff. So that's between him and the city.
All right.
And with you too, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
So and with the door, I'm just gonna, you know, as I'm talking to you, I'm just stuck in my head because I'm gonna ask them to speak to you about that because I don't know if there's a reason why because that door, they have to be changed this way because I know everybody was talking to them. Well, why you put that door? Because people think we're closed, and they say that's the only one we got approved for. So they may have to win and get changed it or get approved or something. So I'm going to ask him to speak to you about that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it looks like whoever whoever you know manufactured it looks like they were trying to maybe achieve that look, but
yeah.
It just didn't.
Yeah, okay. His name is Chris. I can say I'll have him.
Okay.
But right. I remember him and I would argue because I didn't like that door anyway.
I mean, what it looks like they did was they built a door that's this size. They ignored this, and then they just centered it and then filled in with wood.
Okay.
And that's kind of not what we were looking for. All right, great. We appreciate your cooperation.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And then again, I learned a lot today. So I'm going to follow this now because this has really made me upset. So, but
I
really
right.
appreciate it. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, now what do we have here?
Maybe a minute.
Oh, yeah. Ratification of the October 10 minutes and the November 14 minutes. I went through the both and they seem fine to me, but so.
Accept
both. Okay. Second?
Sure.
Okay,
second.
Sue, second it. Okay, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? None. All right.
Anything else?
Staff updates? No, nope, that's it.
How are you doing, Mary?
Good. Pretty
sure?
Good. Yeah. It's been a whirlwind 2 months here at the commission.
Yeah, well, we just throw you right in the deep end.
It's the best way to learn. It's just like jump in the fire
imagine pens. Getting
are
home
doing,
at the
are you doing Beacon Hill, too?
No. Nick took over.
Oh,
Beacon
Nick's doing
Hill.
Beacon?
No, I do feel a little guilty.
Yeah, we adjourn.
Oh, no. Well, all right. Motion to adjourn.
Adjourn.
Okay, we adjourn.